USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he won't impose tariffs on goods imported from Mexico on Monday because Mexico has, quote, agreed to take strong measures to stop the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. Among those measures, the deployment of National Guard troops throughout the country, especially on the southern border with Guatemala. Mexico's ambassador to the United States, Martha Barcina.
The United States and Mexico commit to a Mexican enforcement surge.
The U.S. also agreed to contribute more to development assistance, not just in Central America, but also in southern Mexico. That's also funding that the Trump administration recently cut off. But Mexico insisted that the U.S. contributes to the root cause, poverty and violence, which is why people are trying to get to the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Former Minneapolis police officer Mohamed Noor was sentenced Friday to 12 years in prison for the fatal shooting of a woman while responding to her 911 call.
I call this tragedy, and it is my burden. I wish, though, that I could relieve that burden others feel from the loss that I caused. I cannot, and that is a troubling reality for me. I will think about Ms. Ruschek and her family forever.
A public hearing is set by the House Intelligence Committee on the counterintelligence implications of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. The hearing will be held next Wednesday and will feature testimony from former FBI officials who worked in the Bureau's National Security Branch. This will be the first in a series of hearings the committee plans to hold on Mueller's investigation into Russian election interference and possible links with the Trump campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Department of Defense has lodged a formal diplomatic complaint to Moscow after a Russian destroyer came within 165 feet of a U.S. guided missile cruiser in the East China Sea. John Clemens reports.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the USS Chancellorsville was forced to take emergency action to avoid a collision.
The unsafe, unprofessional acts certainly put our men and women at risk.
The Chancellorsville was forced to execute all engines back full to maneuver away from the Russian destroyer. Mr. Shanahan said this incident will not deter the mission in the eastern part of the East China Sea.
Unsafe, unprofessional acts will not deter us from conducting operations.
I'm John Clemens.
The body of an original Mouseketeer has been identified in southern Oregon. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
And before we are done.
A body that was found in an Oregon home 2 months ago has now been identified as that of long-missing Dennis Day, one of the original members of the Mickey Mouse Club TV show from the 1950s. His death is under investigation. Day was reported missing in mid-July by his husband, who suffers memory loss and was in the hospital at the time. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.